Anyone else in the room would like to? Yes. Excellent.
Hi, Steve Zimmerman, Mooksy Farm, resident of Newcastle. I'm here to testify in opposition of LD 586. We feel that LD 586 is unfair and would preclude the development of new and innovative food production technologies in Maine. While it might be possible to be net carbon neutral, is any new business startup able to claim that they make no contribution to the degradation of water quality or air quality? Few, if any, businesses operate entirely without trucks or fossil fuel-based heat generation. The world is facing unprecedented environmental challenges. As these challenges affect our natural environmental conditions, we will need to continue to develop the means to grow food in controlled environments. LD 586 would set unrealistic thresholds on recirculating aquaculture development, and we urge you to reject this bill. Mooksy Farm has both a hatchery and a land-based aquaculture facility that holds market oysters. So we have a hatchery that grows seed, which we sell up and down the East Coast and supports many, many farms up and down the East Coast. And then we also have our recirculating system where we hold our market oysters, and that helps us operate year-round and keep people employed. So we have 30 employees, full-time, benefits, retirement. We're looking to expand and keep hiring people, but without recirculating aquaculture technology, our company would not exist. And hatcheries and hatchery seed right now are struggling a bit. Farmers are having a hard time getting seed. So without this technology, the industry itself could really be in peril. We operate differently than a fin fish facility. So we have different outputs and inputs, but it's really critical that this technology is available to us, and we're in support of it.
Thank you.
Try to figure out how to answer the question.
Thank you for being here for hanging in so long. I'm really glad you mentioned the hatcheries that would also be affected. Can you just say a little bit more about that without like a half hour?
There's a limited number of large-scale commercial hatcheries. There's 2 to 3 in Maine that support a lot of the industry here in Maine and up and down the East Coast. Seasons vary, so we try to have a consistent product. We've had a really good year last year. The prior 2 years were a little bit rocky, but we seem to be back on track again. But the point is that these things go up and down, so you want diversity, you want multiple sources of seed. Farmers want ideally to order from multiple sources. So having recirculating system technology available is really key to supporting that industry. And then there's others up and down the coast as well, but they have different regulations.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Where's your market for what you produce?
Market oysters or seed oysters or both?
Both.
Seed oysters, it's farms down to as far south as North Carolina, essentially, but mostly north of Virginia is where we sell a lot of our seed oysters to other farmers. And then our market oysters are distributed all across the United States, mostly from, Chicago east, but we do make it all the way out to California at times.
Were you represented in the at the Augusta Civic Center?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Landry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Steve, for being here. Questions. I breed different varieties, different animals. Do you have different strains of oysters that you breed, that you keep straight and then cross and hybridize?
Yes. We have two varieties, let's say, of oysters. We sell diploid oysters, which are they're able to breed out in nature. And then we also sell triploid varieties, which are generated by crossing certain parental lines. It'll get complicated. But yeah, basically we sell different strains. The triploid variety is sterile, so it does not breed out in the wild. And growers want different varieties for different reasons.
They have different characteristics.
Yeah. Essentially, triploids grow faster because they're not putting energy into making gametes and whatnot. So
yeah.
That's preferred by some farmers. Other farmers like diploids.
So they're not going to interfere with a local strain if you're breeding them in Maryland or something like that?
Triploids, no.
Right. No. Yeah.
And there's restrictions to what we can sell where. I don't know all the details. It's a complicated thing, but it is highly regulated. And also what we import in terms of strains from different sources is highly regulated as well.
Not to give too much away, but we might be learning more about that later in the session as well.
Thank you.
So,
you're all welcome to come to our facility as well. We're not too far.
Oh, you guys, we're going to do
a whole tour. You can do a whole tour, but we can show you a hatchery. We can show you the recirculating system, the whole nine yards, and Bill has a lot of information.
Some of us have been there before, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.